Over the past couple of weeks, we've brought you different voices from the Balkans reacting to Kosovo's declaration of independence from Serbia. We spoke with Kosovo Albanians and Serbs about their very different reactions to the move to statehood for the former province of Yugoslavia. We revisit the subject now to get the perspective from another group in that volatile region. Speaking with us is Valan Imeri. He's an independent filmmaker and producer who's currently working on a documentary about Kosovo's Roma minority. Imeri plans to release the film next year. He joins us now by phone from the Kosovo capital of Pristina. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Can you first just help us understand who are the Roma?
Romans are basically, their background, it's from India. They have their own flag, they have their own language, they have their own school system, and they had been assimilated for past years in Kosovo since the Second World War.
In some places, the people are used to thinking of this group of people as gypsies, but gypsies is not a term that we use anymore, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Some European countries and also in America, the name they use for Roma, it's gypsy. But in terms of Balkan region, their name, it's basically they call themselves as Roma.
And in Kosovo, the Roma are identified as different groups. There's the Roma and there's Ashkali. Is there a difference between the two groups?
Yeah, I mean, there are three groups, by the way. It's
three groups.
Two. There are three groups. There's Egyptian, Ashkali, and Romans. If you look to Ashkali and Egyptian, their language, it's Albanian. They go to school in Albanian school, and they are more assimilated towards the Albanian.
How are the Roma, to the degree you feel comfortable saying, reacting to Kosovo's decision to declare independence?
Well, they're really quiet and pretty much not knowing what to do now because they are assimilated in both sides, also with Serbs and also with Albanians. And right now they cannot go against either sides.
They feel caught in the middle, as it were?
Yeah.
Now, the new Republic of Kosovo would be about 90% Albanian, and some of the Serbs whom we spoke with said that they were concerned about being discriminated against as minorities or not being comfortable in the new republic as minorities. And on the other side, the Kosovo Albanians whom we spoke to said that there was a real effort being made to make the republic, the new republic, a truly, you know, multi-ethnic democracy where all would be welcome. And to that end, the new flag has six stars, one of the stars meant to represent the Roma. So can you, to the degree you feel comfortable, say, do you feel that, do the Roma feel now any sense of discomfort about being a minority? They've been a minority all along, but
either before 99 and still no, with independent, a new flag and the star on it, nothing has changed. They were always used since we joined the Slobodan Milosevic in 99 when Serbs were, they were used as a slaves, as a minority, as a workers. They were forced to do different kind of jobs and performing crimes with Serbs together. And after the war, they were similar, the same way used by the majority Albanian, and they are still used. And because they have been used in both sides, it's the reason why is that they hadn't had education. The lack of education, it's zero.
How do people know who's Roma and who isn't? Is it just because of family, or is it do people look ethnically distinct?
Well, if you look at the Roma culture, basically they have their own traditional way of dressing, women and also men, and they basically have a bit darker color than Ashkali and Egyptian.
So there's a skin color thing going on.
Yeah, we
know about that here. Are Roma, can they go to school? Can they go to university? Do they have access to these opportunities if they want them?
The lack of access, it's pretty much open to all ethnicities, but the other side is that the fear and the will to really take it on, or should I risk basically to do it? Because when they do it, they get challenged on much more than the other students get challenged. Like, I know some of my friends who are Egyptian and Roma, white, and they don't get recognized as a minority. So they declare themselves as Albanian in Kosovo University, and nobody knows what they are, and they know that they are Albanian. So they hide it in that sense, in that way, that either when I wanted to interview him as an Egyptian or Ashkeli or a Roma, he said, please, Valon, if you're going to do that, then you're going to mess all my life, because a lot of my friends here in the university, they don't know what I am. They know that I am Albanian. So that's also one of the issue that happens many times here.
In order to achieve, people feel that they have to hide their background.
Their own identity.
Do you mind if I ask you how you identify yourself, if you don't consider that too personal?
Well, basically, I identify myself as a Kosovar, because I grew up here. This is my home. This is my land. And I don't want to separate myself by identity.
But would it be accurate to say that you have relatives or a heritage connected to one of these three groups?
Well, yeah, it's true. I have heritage and culture that are connected to one of these three groups, but that's the old mentality lead and the old my parents, how they concept their own way of living life. And basically the young generation right now, what we are trying to do, we are trying to change Kosovo society so we don't get the same problems what we had gone already through in 99, and we don't want to face another war.
Valon Imeri is an independent filmmaker in Kosovo. He joined us by phone from the capital, Pristina. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you also for inviting me. It was my pleasure.
Just ahead, suiting up for spring.
There's those guys out there who do follow the trends of the runway and what's hot and whatnot, but I think most guys just want to look good.
Two men's fashion experts give their unfussy take on how to dress this spring. Guys, take notes. That's next on Tell Me More. I'm Michelle Martin. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News.